rest of the story. British Shakespearean actor Junius Brutus was only 5'3", but he cast a long shadow. His stage performances were among the 19th century's finest, and yet, if unequivocal greatness eluded him, it was perhaps because of his secret burden, something whispered among his devotees for decades, that the extraordinary gifted Junius Brutus was quite out of his mind. And the evidence abounds. In the sword fight at the end of one play, Junius's character was supposed to be killed, but one night, to the astonishment of audience and fellow actors, Junius refused to die. He just kept on sword fighting, apparently in earnest, until he had driven his opponent off the stage, out the stage door, and into the street. The other actor, it is said, was almost slain by the wild-eyed Junius. Now, there's a point to all this, so hear carefully. Another incident. In Shakespeare's Othello, Desdemona is smothered by the title character. During one performance, Junius, playing Othello, almost smothered his leading lady for real, and would certainly have succeeded had other members of the cast not rushed from the wings to subdue him. Photographs taken of Junius Brutus later in life reveal a glaring disfigurement, remnant of the night his nose was broken. A close friend and fellow actor named Tom Flynn was sleeping in the next room. Suddenly, Junius broke in, began assaulting him viciously. Desperately defending himself, Flynn grabbed the nearest heavy object, which was a fire iron, and smashed Junius in the face. Seems that Junius had somehow become deluded that he was Othello and that his friend Tom was the rival Iago. Not all of Junius's insane outbursts were potentially lethal. Once, while playing the madding Hamlet, he suddenly shouted, "Take me to the lunatic hospital!" Left the stage, removed his shoes, walked barefoot to a town 30 miles away. As an excuse for his bizarre behavior, it was often insisted that great minds to madness are closely allied. Yet there was a pattern to his irrational conduct, something far more specific than a general mental imbalance would suggest. Junius Brutus occasionally simply became the characters he played. I'm going to run that by again for a purpose. Junius Brutus occasionally simply became the characters he played. He became the swordsman fighting for his life. He became Othello murdering his wife. In his passionate attempts to make make-believe believable, fact and fancy somehow became indistinguishable. And yet, if this explains the madness of Junius Brutus Booth, it must at least be acknowledged that he had a son, and that his son also became a renowned Shakespearean actor, and that his son also had performed in a play about the assassination of Julius Caesar. Only shortly before he, young John Wilkes Booth, shot Abe Lincoln. Now you know the rest of the story.